USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the departure of the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as President Trump makes changes at the top. Nielsen's last day will be Wednesday. Pompeo speaking with Brett Baer on Special Report on Fox News.
This mission down at the border is incredibly important. Got to make sure we have the laws right. I'd urge every member of Congress to help us fix it so that we can do what the American people are demanding, regain American sovereignty along our southern border and solve both the security and humanitarian crisis that exists along our southern border.
Also out, the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, Randolph Allis, after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
An ISIS terrorist from Germantown, Maryland, accused of plotting to mow down tourists walking in the popular waterfront area at National Harbor, Maryland, along the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The National Harbor is a waterfront development of restaurants, retail outlets, and hotels in Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rondell Henry wanted to create panic and chaos by using a stolen U-Haul van to drive over as many people as possible.
The reality is that we do not seek to respond to these kinds of events. We seek to prevent them.
Prosecutors also say Henry had hatred for disbelievers. Authorities were able to find his phone that featured images of the ISIS flag with a series of beheading videos.
They played a key role in apprehending an individual and preventing what could have been pointless violence in Prince George's County.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A terrorist in Plano, Texas, pleading guilty to planning an ISIS-inspired attack at a mall, Stonebriar Center in the town of Frisco, north of Dallas. He planned to execute his evil on Ramadan so there would be less Muslims, he thought, inside the mall. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
We're here to announce the guilty plea and sentencing of Mateen Azizi Urand, an 18-year-old from Plano, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison in state district court. Azizi Urand was convicted of solicitation of capital murder, sentenced to 20 years on that charge, as well as terroristic threat, an additional 10-year conviction and sentence, and those sentences will run concurrently.
U.S. Attorney Joe Brown speaking there. The 17-year-old had planned on committing his terror attack on an Islamic holiday, thinking there would be less Muslims at the mall.
The annual airline quality ratings are out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
The 29th annual AQR ratings finds Delta is the best airline in America. The study finds it's followed by JetBlue, Southwest, Alaska, Hawaiian, United, Spirit, American, and Frontier. Each year, the ratings rank the nation's nine biggest airlines based on customer complaints, mishandled baggage reports, on-time performance, and involuntary denied boardings. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.